That's number 67 in our Pilgrim Camp songbooks. Number 67, His Loving Kindness. Let's sing it together. Perhaps you'd like to stand as we sing. Come and join me if you like.
Awake, my soul, to joyful lays, and sing thy great Redeemer's praise. He justly claims a song from me, his loving kindness, oh, how free.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, praise you for your loving kindness and tender mercies. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's 466 in the hymn book, 466. That's, for me it was in the garden he prayed, not my will but thine. For me it was in the garden.
Praise the Lord. Wonderful. Hallelujah.
We sang about his loving kindness. The prophet Isaiah gave us this. Isaiah 63:7, I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness towards the house of Israel which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. This verse has for many years stood out to me, and it's because loving kindness is given a plural form here. It's a noun with a plural. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness towards the house of Israel which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. And while we remain standing, I'd just like us to read together. I think we have to recite together, those of you who know this. It's hard to read together in these days because we have a variety of translations and versions. But here's a psalm that I think many of you know by heart. And we're only going to recite the first few verses. And they mention the loving kindness of the Lord. This really fits because my Sunday school lesson at home today was benefits of salvation. Benefits of salvation. I'd like to recite the first few verses of Psalm 103 with all those who can do that. We're doing it from the King James Version. It was right here at camp once when I started reading a psalm, and one of the ladies, she called out, she told me afterwards, you wouldn't want to read a psalm in another translation, would you, Brother Eddie? You got to read your psalms in the King James Version. So, well, I'm sure we have to recite them in the King James Version in order to be together. Okay, Psalm 103, the first five verses.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who redeemeth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Let's be seated. Praise the Lord. And this afternoon, I had an experience that was delightful to me. I had forgotten my Bible the Bible I wanted to use in the room. I had left it here, and I said, "Well, I'm going to go in the lodge. Most of the people are hiking up First Brother, and I think it's all right that I took my shirt and tie off. I just have my T-shirt on." And I got to the door, and it said, "Holiness becometh thine house. Let us dress and act accordingly." I said, "I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to sneak in there and get my Bible. Nobody's in there." And then when I walked in, somebody was in here. But nobody who would possibly ever think of taking offense or, right? I'm sure. And I saw someone in here who was just, what could I say, wrapped up in Jesus, just loving Jesus. And I heard that they were faintly praying, mentioning some names. I don't know, maybe it was you. Maybe you were being prayed for. But anyway, I snuck in here and I got my Bible. And then I said, "No, I'm going to go over there." And I went to my friend, and we actually sang a verse of a song together and talked a little bit. And they were telling me how much Jesus means to them. How he's their all, best friend, just everything. And he's been that way over many years. And
I could tell that this soul was just so in love with Jesus. And right then, I got the thought that tonight I want to give opportunity for anyone who wants to tell us, and these are the exact words that came to me, what they think of Jesus. And then I came into meeting tonight and Brother Paul was playing. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Now, I don't know if he meant it. I think maybe he's going to be one person who does. But I think I want to give opportunity for those who would like to share with us tonight briefly. I know you probably have many thoughts about Jesus, but we'll just keep it short to give people opportunity. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. And we'd like to center, of course, in him, as we always do. He's the focus of our attention and our love and our worship. We love Jesus. And so, also something else that happened this morning. Someone said to me, why did you sing that song alone? And I said, well, because it was spur of the moment, and it just came to me that I ought to do that. I've heard you sing that with your wife, and it's really much nicer when you sing it with your wife. And I said, I'm sure it is. And then they said something, even what I thought was even funnier, was, well, I was sitting near the back, so I was able to sing the part that your wife would have sung softly with you, and therefore the song sounded better to me. Which I really liked a lot. So I thank that person for giving me a great enjoyment today. But I think I'd like to sing something with my wife. If she or Annan got the words when we heard you playing that, okay, I think that's a good key. We're just going to have to ad-lib her part. She's got the hard part. Thank you. Well, I think you were in the key of C, but I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me, till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he.
one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
Thank you. So, who would like to tell us what you think of Jesus, what he means to you?
My brother this morning spoke on the verse, draw nigh to God and I will draw nigh to you. And that verse has been real to me lately too. And I'm so thankful that as we get into his word, and as we read his word as though we are having an audience with Jesus, he becomes very real to us. And I'm thankful for that. I used to wonder about Lucy Petrarca. Years ago, she just seemed so in love with Jesus and would mention it all the time. And I think I even wondered, I wonder if that's real. But I got to know Lucy and Sister Lucy, and it was real. And I often think about that. I want to have that desire for the Lord. I want that desire to grow for the Lord. And as I said, as I have been coming, getting into his word more and just making time for him throughout the day, when I could be doing something else, just stopping and maybe reading his word or sitting down and praying, the Lord makes himself real to us and he tenderizes our hearts. And I'm thankful that he does that. Draw nigh to God and I will draw nigh unto you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Paul.
Brother Gordon Gardner, who was the first director of this camp, told us frequently that that verse, James 4:8, and that part of the verse, draw near to God or nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you, was the first text in the first meeting here at Pilgrim Camp, July 13th, I believe, 1946. So it's fitting that our current director likes that verse too. July 13th, 1946, that would have been, 68 years ago, right? And it was the first night of camp. And I think he said that my father came up and maybe had brought some people. And that night he preached on that text. And so I like to remember that and think also that over the years, many people in even coming here have also been coming with that in their hearts that they wanted to draw near to God. And he has certainly fulfilled that word to so many over and over again here in this place, for which we thank him.
Oh, how it thrills my spirit through and through. O precious name beyond degree or measure, O wondrous name of him so kind and true. The Lord's been good to us. I was telling some folks about some things way back and how the buildings have been changed, but I want to say tonight, and I thank the Lord, that possibly he might have changed me a little bit too. I was a brat. Some people still think I am, but I thank the Lord for his faithfulness, for putting people in my life that blessed me. And certainly I'm thankful for Jesus, for his goodness and his faithfulness to my family over the 66 years that we've been in this country. I was talking to Steve today, and I think one of the other brothers, you know how many Waldfogel brothers are here tonight? Man alive. And then all the kids. There's Stevie and Timmy and, Joey and Daniel. And then there's Heidi. I know you're in the corner. And then there was Peter, James, and John. Would you believe they had Peter, James, and John? And, John went to heaven many years ago. And I understand that Peter wasn't doing well. Is he doing better now? Oh, you don't know?
Yeah, I think so.
You know Peter Waldfogel, one of your cousins?
He wrote me a nice letter recently.
Okay. Just checking. I heard by way of news. Anyway, I'm saying this because the father of these guys and lady is the one that brought us up here, me and my brother Joe, in 1949. Anybody here then? Don't be ashamed, ladies. It's okay. Tell your age. 1949. And the first song that he taught us was Trust and Obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And I felt all the years like, well, the Apostle Paul says to Timothy that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. Not only he taught us that song, he was always the head counselor in those days. And I was explaining to the boys that he was playing a pump organ, Brother Paul. Remember those things? Oh, you're not old enough. You had to push the, not the pedals that he has now, but you had to make the thing breathe. I don't know, and the air got into the notes somehow, and I don't understand the science of all that. But that's what he played down where the table was where we were eating today. Anyway, he taught us the scriptures as well. He taught us about Jesus. What a foundation that is. And I believe that's what kept us all these years. The Lord's faithfulness, the name that we highly treasure. And by the way, me and my daughter, we have a dispute as to what the correct melody is. So that maybe you musicians will straighten me out tomorrow. I did come across two versions of it. And from her I get, oh, Dad, you're just singing the tenor. That could be, because I used to sing tenor back in the choir. But I thank the Lord for those words. And I trust that it is really true, that I will treasure him more and more as I grow a little older. God bless you.
Sing this tune, I think it's right. It's probably the one Lily thinks. I've learned to know a name I highly treasure. Oh, how it thrills my spirit through and through. Oh, precious name beyond degree or measure. Oh, wondrous name of him.
Was that the right melody or no? Okay.
Sing the tenor.
We'll try that sometime. I have to look it up. Okay. So glad you can be here, Brother John, and also Sister Christine. I'm glad that God has helped you through difficult times, and he is ever with you, as you have experienced, I know. I'm not telling you anything new. Thou art with me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's exalt his name together. Sing number 43 in our hymn books. I spoke to my Uncle Gordon just before meeting tonight, and he had just left the hospital and was riding in the car to go to church, the Sunday evening meeting at Williamsburg, and I told him that the people prayed for you this morning, the people at camp, and for your wife and for the family and for the church. And he said, we had the chance to all be together today. And he seemed very happy about that. So, dear Lord, bless him tonight. Bless Sister Martha. Bless Brother Philip. Bless their meeting tonight in Williamsburg, we pray. Pour out your spirit there. I pray that you will be, as we heard from Sister Christine, you will be very real to them. Oh, so real to them. Thank you, Lord. Make your presence real. Make your word alive, Lord. Thank you for the real comfort of the Holy Ghost, the real encouragement that we find in your word. And lay your hand upon Sister Martha, too, we pray, and give her a blessed time in your presence. Lord, we pray for your ministry to her. Let her be strengthened by your grace, quickened by your life, even this night, we pray, for your name's sake and for your glory. Amen. Amen. So let's stand and sing Exalt His Name together.
Exalt His Name.
Lift our voices and praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise your glorious name, your holy name, your mighty name, your matchless name, your precious name. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Name above all other names. Hallelujah.
praise you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Now and eternally, praise your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. Forget not all his benefits. You forgive our sins. You heal our sicknesses. You redeem our lives. We praise you that you crown us with your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, oh, how sweet the name.
Man can ever tell how sweet the name I love so well. Oh, let its praises ever swell.
No word of man can ever tell how sweet the name I love so well. Oh, let its praises ever swell. Oh, praise the name.
Song comes to mind that we sang just the other night here. I think it was Tuesday night. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess him, King of glory now. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess him, King of glory now. 'Tis the Father's pleasure we should call him Lord, who from the beginning was the mighty Word. At the name of Jesus,